You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. Final hour has arrived. A reminder, Jaden Daniels tomorrow afternoon. The Heisman winner will join us. Let us check out Mike in Houston. Good afternoon, Mike.
Paul, let me ask you this. How common is it for an analyst to hold an on-field position during games?
An analyst to have a position, now a position with whom?
On-field position during a game. How common is it that an analyst is on the field during football games?
As a, in his job as just watching
the
game?
Yeah, in his job as an analyst. Because my impression is that most of the time the analysts aren't necessarily on field during
games. No, you're right. Now, most of the time they're in the box. Occasionally they'll do that, but so not very often would be my answer.
Okay, that's my understanding as well. So to me, the question becomes: you have an institution like Michigan who has an analyst who holds not just an on-field position, but one right next to coordinators and head coaches,
right.
And you have an institution who's been accused of cheating by running some sort of scheme to acquire signs in advance and using electronic devices. But yet they're touted as the number one team in the country. And in spite of this, not only does the media keep perpetuating that idea, but the playoff committee decides, hey, that's a great idea. Let's keep them at number one in spite of all this. So much so that there's this mountain of evidence that they fired this analyst, and then they fired probably a pretty good position coach because apparently he was trying to destroy evidence of this scheme. So in my opinion, the committee got it all wrong because they have no integrity whatsoever. They put a cheating team at number one and left out the way it really should have gone based upon football criteria, which is Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Florida State. But they went with the economic option instead, which is Washington, and then Texas, Alabama, and Michigan. You know, that gives you coast-to-coast coverage. You got the West Coast included. You got the Deep South. You got the North. But when it comes down to football, they didn't have any integrity. They didn't have any judgment and decided to go not just with the economic option, but also with the media kept saying, ooh, number one Michigan, number one Michigan. You're telling me Jim Harbaugh all of a sudden figured it out in the last 2 years? The reason those Michigan folks reacted the way they did when they found out they were playing Alabama is there was this collective, oh, crap, we don't have signals on Alabama.
You are correct. Thank you very much. No, I've heard that argument before, and now certainly they have beaten Ohio State without the signals because – Ohio State would have realized by now they're not using signals that they have used before. Still didn't matter, but Alabama's a different story. We mentioned Jaden Daniels will be joining us tomorrow. We talked, I think it was Thursday or Friday, with his uncle. Everybody's familiar with his uncle, Derek, who has been nice enough to be a regular here. Derek, congratulations, first of all.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Paul. I really appreciate it. The family appreciates it. You know, we're so overjoyed and blessed and just thankful that everything worked out the way it did. His year, his protection on the field, everything, you know. I praise God for his parents, especially his dad, because I know for a fact that he wouldn't even beat everyone for his pops. His pops brought him through, and I am just overjoyed. And not even that, his grandparents, man. he mentioned his grandparents on several, occasions and stuff. But, you know, he called his granddad, his grandfather, he called him Papa, and his grandmother called him Nana. That's because he was always over. Papa always picked him up from school. He was all that. So I just know in heaven, wherever he presides or comes back or whatever, that he would be overjoyed for.
Yeah, and Derek, you know, I know it's, we've talked to Jaden about this in the past, but since you're part of the family, do I remember correctly, Jaden lost both of his grandparents a couple of years ago?
Yes, while he was still at Arizona State, we kind of went to all the games and stuff. And, I drove his grandpa around to get into the games and stuff. We're just a really close family. But, yes, they passed during the COVID. They were both, I guess, a month apart in the passing. So he was very close to them.
I know it was somewhat expected because of what everybody was saying, but what was that moment like for you and the family to see him awarded that trophy?
It was overjoying because we had a house full of his relatives that couldn't make it to New York, but then, you know, perhaps a lot of them did, and we just screamed for like, it was like 10 minutes. And then all the neighbors came over. the neighbors were overjoyed. You know, they're always saying, when he comes, make sure that we get to holler at him. And I'm like, yeah, but they did. They got to come over. They celebrated with the family as we were all piled in together. But, you know, it was real nice. It was real nice. The whole city is like overjoyed. San Bernardino, the IE, all of that.
Well, that is so great. Well, Derek, it has truly been a pleasure for all of us to get to know you. And obviously, Jaden will be here tomorrow, and I'll be sure to mention this conversation. Thank you very much. You be well. You take care of yourself, and thanks again. V is up next in Alabama. Hello, V.
Hello, Paul. Good evening.
Good evening.
My first comment is, who is the only coach in history to beat Steve Spurrier twice in the same season?
That would be Mike Dubose.
That's Alabama. Correct. 1999 in the Swamp and in the SEC Championship. So he did have his good times. But,
Mike had some good times, you're right. And that was the year that he put it all together.
And Mike Price never coached a game at Alabama.
Well, he did. Mike did make it to the scrimmage game of the A-Day game, but he had a lot of fun based on all the reports.
And one thing I want to say is, before there were AP and UPI polls when they started in the mid-1930s,
right,
there were polls as Dunkel,
yes,
which was recognized among others. And so Newt Rockne had national championships from Dunkel, and so did Alabama. And I think Newt Rockne would come back today if anyone tried to remove his national championships. And so would those coaches like Red Drew and Wallace Wade and Frank Thomas even. So, but the one thing I really wanted to comment on, aside from these athletes are not children, they're not kids, and I've listened to it on pro sports commentators calling them kids, and I mean, that's a shame. If you can carry a weapon, fight in combat, you're not a child. So get over it, folks. And as far as these paying athletes, the NFL has it easy. They don't have any minor leagues. They don't have to worry about paying for minor leagues or supporting them. The colleges are their minor leagues. This is the problem. They've got a free ride. Go ahead and have the NFL start minor leagues. And this is why you don't have a problem with college baseball. There's minor leagues. the guy doesn't want to go to college to play baseball. That guy's got minor leagues. So get minor leagues for the NFL. Let them put the money out. They're the cheapest of all professional sports. Those owners are cheap, unlike the MLB owners. And, yes, they had two strikes. One was in 81. No, 82. It was in 82. And the other one was in the late 80s. But we need minor leagues for these football
players. Well, you know, V, I hate to interrupt you there, but we're not getting them. Thank you very, very much for the call. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul Feinbaum. You know, I was just listening to V's conversation. He only had one more point, but it turned into five. No, but who's counting? Who's counting? You know, who is counting? Congratulations to Derek and his family and the young man at LSU and the Heisman Trophy. And, you know, as he was talking, I was thinking about the song Overjoyed by Stevie Wonder. I'm sure that was a special moment in their family. Proud for them. You know, Paul, somebody was talking about your show and, you know, and how Brando would poke the bear and the Bama fans. You don't have to poke the Bama fans. You can talk about anything on here, and the Bama fans still poked anyway. The Bama fans were born poked. They were naturally poked, and they pass it on. I mean, how many times did they love your column and then hate your column? They loved your column, hate your column. You don't need any other fans on this program but Alabama fans, and it would be just as entertaining. Would you agree with, is that a fair statement?
Well, yeah, I think that's
there's more than fair statement. Half of them are always ticked off. The others are too dumb to realize whether they're ticked off or not. They just buy T-shirts. Row Tide, Row Tide. How about that, Row Tide? Number 27, we got 35 national championships. Row Tide, look at my T-shirt. Look at my T-shirt. Here, you want to buy my T-shirt? You don't buy my T-shirt? You know, you don't have to poke them. You don't even have to disagree with them. They will disagree with themselves while they're talking to you on 1 2.5 minute phone call. They'll contradict themselves. Sitting there on my daddy's knee, and he told me I was a Bear Bryant kid. Told me I was a Nick Saban kid. I mean, who cares? Paul, is that poking the bear? Did I poke the bear enough? If not, let me do it again. Row who? War Damn Eagle. War Michigan. How about that? And let me, and the one guy, Mike, I got one more point here. One more point, but who's counting? I think the committee sent him a special sign that did not require to be revealed. And it just, they just simply raised that right hand and gave him the number one signal. They got it right, Mike. Hush. But we do appreciate you. War Damn Eagle.
And we are back. We still have 45 minutes to go on this award-winning, well, this show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul.
Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We are back, and we appreciate you being here. Let's continue with more phone calls. And Scott is up next in Ohio. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Paul. How's it going today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, as a Buckeye fan, we just appreciate your continuing an unwavering attack on the cheaters up north. But my call is a personal one. You had a caller who was a big South Carolina fan, and I think you probably remember him. His Tom from Columbus.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And Tom passed away some months ago, and he was my patient. I was his RN. And
oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I did not know that, Scott.
Yeah, I wanted you to know, because he used to talk to me about his calls with you, and I just wanted you to know, because he passed away from cancer, and he was on his way to a South. He used to go to every South Carolina home game. He was a season ticket holder. He lived in Columbus. And he was on his way when he found out, you know, what his diagnosis was. And he continued just to go to South Carolina games all through until he just couldn't anymore. He and I became real good friends. And as a Buckeye fan and him as a Gamecock fan, it just shows to me what the power of college football can do for people and bringing them together. And you were a part of that, because he used to talk to me about talking to you and how much he enjoyed that, and how much he just looked forward to I just miss him, and I just wanted to shout him out, because he was a big fan, and he was a part of your show, and I just wanted to give him a shout out. So I appreciate
Scott,
the time.
Thank you for saying that, and I really appreciate it. And I know it's personal when you're taking care of somebody, but I also know how deeply involved you get in their care and well-being, and I just think that's such a an admirable profession that you're in, and the amount. I mean, I know sometimes you're not, people like in your position are not appreciated, but when you tell a story like this, it really brings it all home.
Well, we used to talk to each other about college football the whole time I was in his room, and it was just a great relationship, and I just appreciate your part of it. Thank you, Paul.
Scott, thank you very much. I'm so sorry for us to lose him, but more important for you to lose a friend. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem. Have a great day.
You be well. We'd all be so fortunate to have a nurse like that. There are a lot of good ones out there, but that's special. Thank you very, very much. Nelson is up next. Hello, Nelson.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing well. Thank you.
I wanted to call and give some recognition to the small player on the football teams, the kicker, and I was wondering your thoughts on the Lugazo Award.
Yeah,
the
Groza goes to the outstanding kicker. I know Reichert was up for it. Who won it? I don't even know. Do you know?
Reichert didn't win it.
Reichert did not win it.
But should have.
Okay.
And I just wanted to congratulate Will Reichert, the small player on all the teams, and Nicholson from Ohio, Miami of Ohio.
Yeah. Well, and Nelson, by no means would I be skilled enough to be able to differentiate Will from him, considering I've never seen the guy kick. But I thought Will made a number of critical field goals throughout his career and was invaluable to Alabama.
Not just the critical and invaluable. He's going to be the difference from Alabama winning the championship this year. I just wanted to say roll tide.
And I hope he is. Thank you very much for calling. We'd be more than happy with it. Are you okay with that? Will, to make the winning 59-yard field goal to put a stake in Jim Harbaugh's national championship hopes. Just wishful thinking there. John is in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Hello, John.
Hello, Paul. How are you today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Good. Sir, I have a comment, and then I have a question. The question is not mine originally. I was asked it, so I was asked to pass it to you. My comment is, about two weeks before the season, I was listening to the show, and I heard Daryl from Columbus, and his whole call was about Alabama not choosing a quarterback yet, and they hadn't got a quarterback yet. So I just wondered if Daryl, if he's called in lately, he probably knows who our quarterback or who Alabama's quarterback is by now.
Yeah, John, for the record, this is the sixth show since Georgia lost to Alabama, and it is the sixth show. We still have 30 minutes remaining that Daryl has been too much of a weasel and a coward to call in.
Yes, sir. My question that was asked to me by a friend of mine, the Florida State-Georgia game in the Orange Bowl, what would be the ramifications, I'm going to make sure I get this right, if Florida State went to the game, went through everything that they're supposed to do, went out to the coin toss, and then the whole team boycotted the game? What would be the ramifications of something like that from the ACC and everything involved? I wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, I think there would be some pretty serious repercussions. First of all, the Florida State has an agreement with the ACC, and this is part of their agreement. They have an agreement through the ACC and the CFP, so they would be in violation now. Would anybody go would ESPN, which is also a partner with the ACC in its television network and an equal partner at that, would they go around and sue them? I don't know about that. Probably not. But there could be some fiduciary issue there. And I think it would be the stupidest thing in the world, because you're in a game that's going to be seen by 20 million people.
That hurts in the future for consideration as well.
Well, I mean, you're taking me to the precipice of something that's never happened before. So I don't know how I would. I know they'd be in violation of a contract, but there could be some financial issues. But beyond that, I really don't know. There's a lot of money at stake for fulfilling your agreement, and I don't think I don't think Florida State would be eager to give back that kind of money.
We hear all kinds of things being down here in this part of the country, close to Florida and not far from Tallahassee. So we hear all kinds of things that what the legislature's trying to do and those
kinds
of things.
Well, John, that was a week ago when a lot of people were stomping their feet. I ask you this question. You heard the governor, you heard the senator. Have they said another word about this since last Monday?
No, sir.
Right.
No, sir, they have not.
Because what the governor said and what the senator said and all the other talking heads was unadulterated fake outrage. Thanks for the call. We'll be back. 30 minutes remaining.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team.
Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And you won't want to miss the 24 schedule reveal. That is Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Terrell is up next in Georgia. Good afternoon.
Hello there, Paul.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
All right. I'm calling from Waycross, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
You might remember me. I called last week.
Oh, yeah.
I want, first of all, I want to tell you that I really appreciate what you do. And I compared you. I was talking to my sister Janice about you. And you're like Johnny Carson to me. I'm 62 years old, and I grew up watching Johnny Carson. And he could talk to the biggest stars in the world 1 minute and then talk to somebody like me next and treat people. Respect it, everybody, you know.
Hey, you know what, Darryl, I'm in your age bracket, and there was nothing bigger growing up than watching Carson. I don't think people can understand today how important that show was, because it was on every night and you watched it, because that's how you found out, really. His monologue was, He never punched down. He always made fun of the biggest and the most important. And his guests ranged from the biggest star in the world to who was the guy, the guy that did the pet tricks. he would have a librarian on, and those were often his. He had kids on. He had the lion tamer, and those were often the funniest moments in the show.
And you know, you have that same ability, and that's what I appreciate. I've been watching your show for 13 years now.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And, you know, I that's one of the things that struck me about you. Well, you're the same way.
So if I'm Johnny, am I pointing at Ed McMahon over here? Come on, Ed.
Well, probably somebody on the side there. Randy, is that his name?
Right, Randy, Randy may as well be, because there aren't many other people watching right now who know who Ed McMahon is.
Yeah, well, that may be
Ed
true,
had the greatest true. Job in the world. He screamed, here's Johnny. And then he laughed at every joke and made millions of dollars and all the free Budweiser he could drink. Wasn't he the spokesperson for Budweiser?
Yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
And rarely got through his show sober.
Yeah. Hey, but let me tell you, I don't know if you know where Waycross, Georgia is.
I do.
Paul.
I do.
Do you?
I've been through there before.
Okeechobee Swamp Park. You've heard of that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, we're the home of that. I don't live in the swamp, but it's a town right here by it, you know. And
Waycross. I have been through Waycross. You've been to Waycross?
No.
It's a nice little town.
Yep.
So, what did you say they make there again?
What's that?
What did you say that Waycross is known for?
Well, it's known for the Okeechobee Swamp Park, really.
Oh, okay.
You know, the biggest thing about it. But
So Waycross is not far from Jacksonville. It's kind of in the southern.
No, about 70 miles north of Jacksonville. Yeah. That's where it is. But, hey, let me tell you about some players that played here, though. You heard of Yost McKelvin?
Oh, sure. McKelvin? Absolutely.
Fred Gibson?
Oh, sure.
Played Georgia. Ernest Jones won the Super Bowl with Rams.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, they all played here, right here.
Now I know that part of the state, because I've been to Valdosta, too. Are you guys in the same district?
Right. That's about 60 miles away from here.
You know, Valdosta, like Waycross, it's known for high school football.
Oh, yeah. Valdosta is about number one team in the whole country for football wins, like Michigan is now.
I went there many years ago to do a story on somebody. Yeah. I honestly don't remember who it was, but it was a long time ago. And I had never seen high school football like this before.
Yeah. Had some great coaches there at Valdosta State. You might remember a few of them. Kirby Smart, Mike Leach, Al Mumby.
It was a year ago this week that we zeroed in on Valdosta State quite a bit during the Mike Leach.
They all
Leach
did
tribute.
That. They were Absolutely. All there. So pretty cool. You know, we love our football down here. Ain't no doubt about it.
No, I mean I know Friday Night Lights was about Permian Basin in Texas, but you could have done that. You could have done that movie right there in the southern part of Georgia.
Yes, sir. That's right. And let me just one more thing. Stetson Bennett, you know, that's who I want to talk about today. Sure. Really, actually, he lives in Blackshear, Georgia. That's 9 miles away from where I live.
Right.
Blackshear is 9 miles away from Waycross. It's like a sister city to us. You know.
Well, thank you very much, Terrell, and we'll continue this conversation. But really interesting to hear that. I love those conversations about high school football in these small towns. When I leave this, I'm going to cover high school football. That's going to be my next gig. I'm going to return to my roots. You think this is passionate? Try going to Waycross or Valdosta or one of these places if your team gets upset on a Friday night. You think this is bad? Russell is up next. Hey, Russell.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great.
So, long-time listener, 10 years. Well, not as long as the caller before, but always respected you. Huge. I'm a big Georgia Bulldogs fan. Have been since 2004.
Yes, sir.
But am I the only one who thinks that FSU just got completely screwed over? And I have not heard, and again, I'm a Georgia fan, so I don't really have a dog in this fight, so to speak, but I've not heard one compelling answer from a lot of the media on what made them go against a 9-year decision to keep a Power 5, undefeated Power 5 conference champion out.
They watched Florida State play against Louisville. And they watched Alabama play against Georgia.
Paul, these are subjective.
Well,
every argument
you
is subjective.
You couldn't sit there for that 8-hour period and say to yourself, I'm putting this team in over that team.
Paul.
I'm telling you my impression. And on top of that.
But then it's all the eye test then. So for 9 years, why did Clemson get in then? Why did Clemson get in every single, God, listen, if Florida State had one loss, I have no dog in
this fight. By the
way,
Russell,
okay?
Florida State.
One loss.
Alabama didn't exactly lose to Boston College or nearly lose to Boston College or struggle against. Alabama beat the number one team in the country, and they also lost to the number three team. Listen, I appreciate your passion, but I think that argument has been ruled moot. We move on. Back for the final few minutes right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.